Hey everybody, this is Aaron the Retro Guy, and welcome to the Morning Roast Podcast. This is the home for all the craziness, the highlights, the interviews, and all the fun that we have on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show right here on Station Head. So glad to be with you this morning. 8:14 a.m. Central, 9:14 a.m. over there on the East Coast, but whatever time it is, wherever you are, good morning. It is a beautiful Monday morning. We've got some fun stuff planned for you this morning. It is a motivational Monday. We are going to do everything we can to set you up to be able to tackle your week, or as we say, knock it out of the park. That is our goal today. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that that happens. Already got some fantastic bangers in the request line. I'm going to tell you what's happening on the show in just a couple of minutes. Man, we have got a packed week. Listen, we have got an absolutely packed week. We got an Instagram live interview tonight, Social Media Misfits podcast Wednesday. I'm telling you, it is a packed week. We are going to have some fun. Wait, I can't think of a better song. This one's in the request line. Cannot think of a better song to start off a motivational Monday. Panic at the Disco coming at you right after this. You're locked into the Morning Roast. Don't go anywhere.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Yes, it is. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show. We are so glad to be with you this morning. I have got an absolutely packed show for you. Coming up in a Morning Roast news break, two big, big things coming in the Morning Roast news break. One of them involving Elton John and Britney Spears. Excited to give you some of the details on that. The Apple One computer prototype was up for auction over the weekend. You're never going to believe the amount that it went for, which is going to... I've got an interesting question that's going to go along with that for those of us that threw away old technology because we just didn't think it was worth anything. And men can't keep up with women's high dating standards, according to this couple's therapist. On some trending topics today, entertainment news, streaming versus cable, the battle getting very interesting, a brand new feature track of the week featuring Lauren Amora, and it's just some fun stuff. I mean, it's just a packed morning, just one of those mornings where you've just got tons of things on, tons of things happening, and a ton of entertainment news. All that and more coming at you on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Don't you go anywhere.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
I got a request from DJ Vlad coming up right now, and then I got some Jonas Brothers coming at you. When we come back, if Honey does, he might get hurt. Men's Health put together the list of injuries that men have acquired while doing honey-do lists.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Now, ladies, I know you like to leave your man a honey-do list. And some guys, they really do love a good honey-do list. In fact, some guys, they really enjoy a honey-do list. I don't dislike a honey-do list. I try to do a good job with the honey-do list. I think some ladies, though, need to be careful of the honey-do list because apparently some men are a little accident-prone. Men's Health magazine compiled a list of how men hurt themselves around the house doing the honey-do list. Ironing clothes, one of those things that you would think, how could a man hurt himself? Well, first of all, we're men, we'll figure it out. 7,878 men have hurt themselves using irons. 12,121 men have injured themselves around fireplaces or chimneys.
27,000 have injured themselves using chainsaws, clearing brush or cutting firewood of some sort. That, yeah. 55,932 men have injured themselves with lawnmowers, and another 8,000 injured themselves with trimmers. But coming in at number one, the number one way that men have hurt themselves around the house doing the honey-do list. The number one way that men have hurt themselves around the house doing the honey-do list. $126,065 men have hurt themselves from falling from ladders or stools.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
What's with today?
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
What's today?
Well, thank you for asking. It is the start of Brake Safety Week, as well as Safe at Home Week. It's also Be Kind to Humankind Week, Be an Angel Day, Eat a Peach Day, Tooth Fairy Day, Take Your Cat to the Vet Day, and World Plant Milk Day. I don't like plant milk, but I am forced to drink oat milk. So, yeah, there's that.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
A lot of things happening over the weekend, this weekend. A lot of entertainment news. If you missed some of it, no worries. We've got you covered. Megs was also cueing me in on some other entertainment news stuff that I do not have down. But I will say, there were some trailers released over the weekend that have got the internet abuzz, as you would say, including The Last of Us trailer. For those of you that are fans of the video game The Last of Us, a TV series, streaming series, coming to HBO Max, starring Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey and Nick Hofferman. We got our first look at The Last of Us as a trailer. Also got our first look at Elizabeth Olsen as axe murderer Candy Montgomery in HBO Max's Love and Death. And as if HBO Max did not have a big enough weekend with the trailers and the premieres, The House of Dragon premiered on HBO Max. And I can't, as long as they're not releasing it episode by episode, I'm all for it. I may be in the minority. I want to binge watch a show. I don't want to like have to go episode by episode. I don't want to have to like watch two episodes and then wait a week and watch two more. I want to have the whole series all at once and watch it together, because that's why I gave up cable television. I gave up cable television for that reason. I didn't like having to be home at 7 o'clock. I didn't enjoy DVR. A lot of people agree with me. How many people, you ask? Well, it's been a long time coming, but this morning, cable companies are not happy. Cable companies are not happy at all.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Cable companies are hurting today because for the first time in the U.S., people are watching more television on streaming services than on either broadcast TV or cable TV. In July 2022, streaming platforms surpassed cable networks in the U.S. TV viewing for the month. American households represented 34.8% of total consumption being done through streaming services, 34.4% done through cable, and 21.6%. Streaming has now surpassed broadcast and cable television for the very first time. leaving a lot of people to ask, what is the future of cable television? Well, if those of us who cut the cord years ago, like myself, get what we want, a la carte, I just want to pay for the channels and the things that I will watch. And sorry, Bounce TV and whatever else some of that weird stuff is. You're going to go the way of the dodo bird.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
We'll be back right after this with some Twitter news involving Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce. Don't go anywhere. Head Up High by Fitz right here on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Excited to be. I don't know why. Mondays, I know a lot of people don't like Mondays. I kind of enjoy a good Monday. You know, I kind of enjoy a good Monday. You know, a good Monday can set your week up well. I do have an interesting story. Men saying they can't keep up with women's high dating standards. Now, ladies, before you throw stones at me, I just relaying the information. Just relaying the information. A recent study of 46,054 people in 237 countries in the Journal of Personality and Individual Differences, which found that men are now more likely to be lonely and single than women. Not the case a mere 30 years ago. When did this happen and why? Greg Mattis, a couples therapist, put forth a theory in an article for Psychology to get today. According to him, there are three broad reasons why men today are lonelier than ever and why that's a trend that's likely to continue. Here are the three reasons, he says. Here are the three reasons. There are more men than women on dating apps, making apps more competitive. Okay. That surprised no one. Women are becoming increasingly selective in part because they have so many options. Ladies, you got a lot of options? And he says, last, men are not closing the relationship skills gap. In fact, the relationship skills gap that's so hard for men to fill is that women are looking for partners who are, quote, emotionally available, good communicators, and share similar values. And if that gap isn't closed, heterosexual men will continue having fewer dates and extended periods of singledom. All I'm asking is for you to be the best version of yourself, he said in a TikTok video. That's the number one thing that women say in his couples therapy. I'm just asking for him to be the best version of himself. And he said, and then ladies go on to list of things, to list a series of things they wish their man was better at. Listen, ladies, you ought to have high standards. Nothing wrong with high standards. In fact, I think we've all been around it. I have had friends of mine, guy friends, who ended up with someone so far above their level that I actually thought, did she just think she didn't have options or something? Because she's amazing and you're a dope. And you can say that because it's like your guy friend, and that's the way you talk to your guy friends. You're like, dude, your girl is way above your level. I don't know how you swindled this. So maybe the pendulum has swung the other direction and women are getting more selective. Men, what does that mean for you? Come on. You got some work to do. Get out there. Make yourself better. I don't know what to tell you.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
In case you've been living under a rock, in case you haven't heard, there is a little collaboration happening between the Princess of Pop and the just legend that is Elton John. I know. I don't know how I felt about it when I heard it the first time. I think initially I was like, really? Like, this is happening? And yes, and it is happening. It is 100% happening. In fact, it was It was rumored last year that Britney Spears and Elton John were going to collab. The collaboration that Elton John did with Dua Lipa paid off big dividends. I mean, it just crazy how big that song Cold Heart has gotten. So it was pretty obvious. A lot of people thought, you know, they're going to say he's going to have to do another one. I don't think a lot of people saw Britney Spears coming as the collaboration, but it is. Hold Me Closer collaboration has finally got a date announcement. And unbelievably, someone actually leaked part of the track online. No, I'm not going to play it. But someone did leak part of the track online. Unfortunately. They actually announced a little bit of a teaser on Elton John's Instagram by posting a picture of them side by side when they were kids. That was kind of what they did. Thomas Ayer says, when will that be? I don't know. Okay. August 26th. I was just going to pretend like I didn't know. August 26th, the collaboration, Hold Me Closer, Elton John, Britney Spears. Will it be another Cold Heart? Will we have another chart topper? This will be the first time Britney Spears has put out new music in over 6 years. A lot of people excited about it, including this guy. For those of you who don't know, I got a soft spot in my heart for Britney Spears. She's my first crush. Cold Heart, Elton John, Dua Lipa. It is a banger. Always has been. Always will be.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
9:12 a.m. Central, 10:12 a.m. over there on the East Coast. If you did not hear the news tonight, Instagram Live, Morning Roast Radio on Instagram. We're going to have our independent artist interview that we did not get a chance to do Friday. Life happened. Things got in the way. So we're going to be doing that Wednesday tonight. Good Lord, Aaron. Tonight. Plastic Punk, Black Barbie, going to be talking about their track, Solar System, that was our feature track of the week last week. That Instagram Live interview will be tonight. Going to have some fun with that. And we'll be reposting the audio from that as a podcast on Morning Roast Radio, which brings that up. If you have not yet followed our podcast, we take the content from the morning show and we put it out as a podcast. And we've just about done every episode for the last two or three weeks. Like, I'm trying to stay up on it. It's not hard to do. And I have a lot of people that say, hey, you know, I like listening to the podcast. So make sure that you go to wherever you get your podcast, the Morning Roast Radio Show, and follow our podcast. Ed Sheeran with Shivers is coming up. When we come back, our new feature track of the week. Cannot wait to introduce it to you. Don't go anywhere. Every single week, we pick a different feature track of the week. And we feature it both on TikTok and here on Station Head. And then we try to secure a artist interview. This week's is something that I first ran into this amazing artist on a TikTok live. She was doing covers and requests and things, and she was teasing a brand new single. That was a couple of weeks ago. The brand new single is out, and I am excited to play it for the very first time here on Station Head. If you don't know how Station Head works, make sure that you tap on the heart when you see this track come up, and that's going to make sure that we get that track out there. It helps push that track out there. And everybody that's listening on Station Head right now counts as a stream. So we're going to play this every single show. And then if you could stream it as much as you can this week in the car, I think you're going to like it. This is Lauren Amore with Friend Zone, your featured track of the week. There it is, Lauren Amore, Friend Zone. Do me a favor, make sure you stream that track this week, and also grab her on Instagram. And I'd love to see a bunch of us like send her messages and just say, hey, love the new track, heard it on the Morning Roast Radio Show. And I think that would go a long way. One of the things I have learned with independent artists and putting out new music is a pretty scary thing, pretty scary process. So I know they appreciate the feedback and they appreciate the support. Got some tracks in the request line, plus your motivational minute coming in from Monty69 this week. Big shout out to Monty. Finally, life may be slowing down finally for Monty. He's been out gallivanting the globe, hanging out with movie stars in Italy. I'm just kidding. He's just been... Some of the pictures do look like some movie sets. I mean, it's just beautiful stuff. So glad to have him back. Also, our dad joke of the day coming in from Blake in just a couple of minutes. But before I do that, I do have some things that are trending on Twitter this morning that might interest some of you. If you're not following us on Twitter, make sure you do. On Morning Roast on Twitter. On Morning Roast on Twitter. A couple of things trending this morning that I thought were very, very interesting. Megan Thee Stallion is on tour right now. While she was on tour, she performed at a Summer Sonic Festival in Tokyo, Japan, and dressed as Sailor Moon. Yeah, that happened. That happened. Renaissance by Beyonce holds at number 3 on the Billboard 200 this week, with a further 64,000 units earned. It's previously debuted at number 1 with the biggest weekly units of 2022 for an album by a woman, with 332K. Renaissance, Beyonce, just absolutely continuing to dominate. And we all know why. We all know why. This is why. Break My Soul, Beyonce, right here on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Blake sends in a dad joke of the day. Really just number 1, because I love him. And number 2, it just makes my life a lot easier. Today's dad joke of the day. I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Listen, I don't care. It's funny. It's funny. And if you don't get it, no one explain it to somebody. If someone doesn't get it, nobody explain it to them. It'll happen on the way to work for you today. You'll be sitting at work or something, and the dad joke of the day will come to you, and you'll be like, oh my God. All right. So nobody tell anybody. Like, I know there's somebody in here that didn't get it, and it's fun. It's good. That's a good one. Blake, big shout out to Blake for that one today. Big shout out to Blake for that one today. All right. Got something fun for you. Steve Jobs and Woz's Apple One computer prototype went up for auction over the weekend and sold for $700K, which is unbelievable. But it leads me to this question. What old piece of tech do you wish you still had that you know would be worth a lot of money today? I know we all threw away tech that we just thought it's old. Nobody cares about it. Nobody's going to be able to use it. What is the one piece of old tech that you wish you had held on to that you know today would be worth a ton of money? Drop it in the chat. For those of you Fortnite fans, NFL quarterback and MVP Patrick Mahomes is coming to Fortnite. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't play Fortnite. I know very little about it. Got some people up here on the Twitch stream that are probably excited about it. I like watching it be played, though. I really do have a lot of fun with it. I do have a lot of fun watching it being played. Time for something special coming in. We just decided to do it. Twitch chat, we just decided to do it. Here it is.
Have you always wanted to be a radio DJ?
Well, now's your chance. It's time for you to decide if a track makes the cut. It's time for Bop or Bust. Yeah, you know what it is. It's time for Bop or Bust, that part of the show where you get to play Morning Roast DJ. You get to play the Morning Roast host and decide if a track has what it takes to make the cut for the Morning Roast playlist. I have not heard this track. This one came in on request. So we're all going to decide if this is a bop or if it's bust. You know how this works. If you like it, you drop a bop in the chat. B-O-P. If you don't, you give it a bust. The rules are that simple. It's time for bop or bust. Yeah, I think we got a bop on our hands. Liking that one a lot. That one is definitely going to make the playlist. Yeah. Yeah, that one is definitely 100% that one is going to make a playlist. Big shout out to Blake for dropping that one. I like it. A impromptu bopper bust that none of us were waiting around for. We got one anyway today. Loving it. Also have some news for you today. Some Vibe Radio news that you might be interested in. So Vibe Radio TV on Twitch is going to be hosting some new content. Also Vibe Radio now has Instagram. Yeah. Vibe Radio now has Instagram. No posts yet. But if you want to be one of the first 10 people to be following the new Vibe Radio Instagram, Vibe Radio Studios on Instagram, Vibe Radio Studios on Instagram, Morning Rust Radio will still be the home of the Morning Rust Radio Show. That is not going to change. Vibe Radio Studios on Instagram will be reposting content from all the different shows and things that we're doing, kind of just use it as a place to send everybody, say, hey, you can check out everything that Vibe Radio does, whether it's on Station Head, Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, whatever it is. And it'll just be a big conglomerate of all of that stuff. Well, in fact, we'll be posting some of the stuff from Wednesday's Social Media Misfits podcast. If you have not checked out the Social Media Misfits podcast, first of all, you are missing out. And I hate to be the one to tell you, but you are missing out. Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, the Social Media Misfits podcast. You can catch it over on YouTube at the Social Media Misfits, or you can check it out on Twitch at Vibe Radio TV. Myself, Mikey Thatcher, Claude Joker, the Social Media Misfits podcast. Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. And tonight, Morning Roast Radio on Instagram, IG Live interview with our independent artist, Plastic Punk and Black Barbie. We played their track Solar System last week as our feature track of the week. Weren't able to get the interview done on Friday. Wanted to still make sure that we could do it because I want to chat it up with them. So we'll be checking them out tonight. Instagram live interview. Morning Roast Radio on Instagram. Plastic Punk, Black Barbie with Solar System. You don't want to miss it. Solar System, Plastic Punk, our featured track of the week. Don't forget that IG interview tonight on Instagram live. Gonna have some fun with them.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
9:46 a.m. Central, 10:46 a.m. over there on the East Coast. Tomorrow on the show, Madonna's a little upset. Madonna is a little upset because she says modern pop music is confusing. Those in glass houses should not throw stones, Madonna. You did a song called Like a Virgin in a wedding dress at an MTV Music Awards. I'm not judging. I'm just saying someone who does something so far outside the box as that should not be criticizing modern pop music. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. Also, if you're from Boston, a Boston police officer came to the rescue of a stranded groom over the weekend. I'll tell you a little bit about that tomorrow as well. News that's too stupid to make up. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Elton John and Britney Spears. We're going to post a question over on our Instagram today. Elton John and Britney Spears, we're all excited about the Hold Me Closer collaboration. But what classic collaboration would you like to see next? If two artists could collab, what would you like to see next? You'll see that on our Instagram story today, and would love to get your feedback on it.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
Want to give a big shout out to all of our supporters. Miss Hazelnut, top supporter of the show so far today. Big shout out to everybody that supports the show, whether it's on TikTok, Twitch, whether you subscribe to us on Buy Me a Coffee, however it is that you support the show, even if just showing up means a lot to me as well. We appreciate every single person that does that. If you'd like to follow us over on Buy Me a Coffee, you can. BuyMeACoffee.com/The Morning Roast. BuyMeACoffee.com/The Morning Roast. The new members only podcast will be out Tuesday night. Excited about that. We did miss a week. So, yep. I just couldn't get it in. You know, we're going through a lot of changes. Got a lot of organizational things happening behind the scenes to finally get some things streamlined. Vibe Radio, where you're getting content lined out for that. It's an exciting time. Time to give you the quote of the day before we get you to your motivational minute. The purpose of human life is to serve and to show compassion and the will to help others. The purpose of human life is to serve and show compassion and the will to help others. You know, we share this spinning ball of dirt with a lot of people, and we're all looking for purpose. I hear all that. You know, I'm looking for purpose. I want to have a job that matters. You know, I want to feel like what I'm doing, makes the world a better place. Well, it's simple. Serve others, show compassion, and have a will to help others. And what's great about that is when you do that, those people that you are serving, you will get so much more back in return. I am always shocked of the amount of support and the amount of love and the amount of just amazing good vibes that are sent my way every single day when all I'm really doing is trying to make your day better. It's kind of like a law of the universe. It's in the Bible somewhere. It's also just a law of the universe. Give good energy, good vibes out. Get good energy, good vibes back. It's that simple. Sometimes it's hard to think you're worth a whole lot. In fact, I've dealt with those feelings myself more than once, where I've just thought, you know, I don't have a whole lot to offer, and good things come in your life, and you're not ready for them. So it's something a lot of people struggle with. In fact, sometimes you're so not ready for the good things that happen to you that when they come along, you convince yourself that they're not for you. You convince yourself that they're not there. You don't see them. You take things for granted. A lot of times, you know, there are people going through a lot, and then there are people that sometimes you've got to get out of your own way. Sometimes, you know, I used to hate when people would say, well, you just got to quit feeling sorry for yourself. Well, first of all, it's hard, easier said than done. But there is some truth to that. It's really easy to keep yourself down in the dumps. It's really easy to live in the negative. It's really easy to concentrate on the things that have happened in your life that are not stellar. In fact, I have made more mistakes than I could possibly ever count. Some small and some huge mistakes. And if I concentrate on those mistakes and I allow myself to live in those mistakes, it'll get in the way of a lot of good things happening and a lot of good things coming my way. I tell you the same thing all the time. All the time. The light at the end of the tunnel is closer than you think, but you got to get your head up and stop staring at your feet. The light at the end of the tunnel is closer than you think, but you got to get your head up and stop staring at your feet. Appreciate the things that you have. Be thankful for the things that are in your life that are positive. Be thankful for the people in your life that are positive. And remember, a lot of negativity is out of your control, but you can control how it affects your life. This has been a motivational Monday, and we have appreciated you checking us out today and hanging out with us. We think you're amazing. We think you're awesome. If I haven't told you today, let me tell you now, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. No one else is like you, and no one else can change the world in the unique way that only you can. I can't change it the way that you can change it. You can't change it the way that I can change it. But if we all get together and work together, amazing things will happen. Have a fantastic, wonderful Monday. I'll catch you tonight. Instagram live interview, Morning Roast Radio. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. Thanks for listening to the Morning Roast Podcast. The Morning Roast Radio Show can be heard and seen live on TikTok every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, and then on Stationhead at 9 a.m. Eastern. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Morning Roast Radio, and check me out on TikTok. Have a great day.